This is getting very serious now. There's been a further escalation by the retained firefighters due to the fact that no one is listening to them and nobody's negotiating in a proper way with them. And I think it's long past the time now when the minister needs to take notice of what's happening. It's on his watch, and he is the person ultimately responsible for sorting this out. The retained firefighters, as we know, are completely under-enumerated. They have little or no time off, and they need help and support at this time from all of us, and that would include the public in that. And I'm asking the minister now to intervene, not to allow this to escalate any further, and to ensure that our retained firefighters are properly remunerated and that the public is protected at all times.
And Donegal is in a unique position as there's no full-time firefighters in the county, so something does need to be done in the event of a serious incident that they need to respond to.
Of course there is, and we need to know here from the local management and particularly from Donegal County Council, and we've had a meeting with them in recent weeks. We're still not very clear on what their contingency plans are for now with this further escalation of the industrial action. Who is doing cover? Like on last Saturday there, we had Letterkenny was shut. You know, this is a massive town. It's the biggest town in the county. Who was covering Letterkenny? And if there was a large fire or an emergency incident, where was the tenders coming from? And then who was going to be standing by to protect the areas that those tenders were coming from? So this is a very serious situation, and I think people need to sit up and take notice, and particularly those who can make a contribution to this to bring it to a successful conclusion for all concerned. We need to get the minister to intervene and to ensure that our retained firefighters are not only retained and remunerated properly, but that we go into a recruitment drive, because we are short of fire personnel. And we only have to see there's not even one woman in the whole service across this county, and that's not good enough. So look, I'm looking for the minister to take whatever steps are necessary to bring this industrial action to an end and to ensure that the retained firefighters are remunerated properly, that they have adequate time off to relax and be with their families, and that they aren't penalised for taking that time off.